Colonial government. The English colonists brought with them ideas about government that had been developing in England for centuries. By the 1600s, the English people had won political liberties, such as trial by jury, that were largely unknown elsewhere. At the heart of the English system were two principles of government. These principles, limited government and representative government, greatly influenced the development of the United States. By the time the first colonists reached North America, the idea that government was not all-powerful had become an accepted part of the English system of government. The idea first appeared in the Magna Carta that King John was forced to sign in 1215. The Magna Carta established the principle of limited government, in which the power of the king, or government, was limited. This document provided for protection against unjust punishment and against the loss of life, liberty, and property, except according to law. As the colonies grew, they relied more and more on their own governments to make local laws. By the 1760s, there were three types of colonies in America: charter colonies, proprietary colonies, and royal colonies. Charter colonies. Connecticut and Rhode Island, the charter colonies, were established by settlers who had been given a charter, or a grant of rights and privileges. These colonists elected their own governors and the members of the legislature. Great Britain had the right to approve the governor, but the governor could not veto the acts of the legislature. Proprietary colonies. The proprietary colonies, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, were ruled by proprietors. These were individuals or groups to whom Britain had granted land. Proprietors were generally free to rule as they wished. They appointed the governor and members of the upper house of the legislature, while the colonists elected the lower house. Royal colonies. By the 1760s, Georgia, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia were royal colonies. Britain directly ruled all royal colonies. In each, the king appointed a governor and council known as the upper house. The colonists elected an assembly called the lower house. The governor and member of the council usually did what the British leaders told them to do. However, this often led to conflict with the colonists in the assembly, especially when officials tried to enforce tax laws and trade restrictions. Voting rights. Colonial legislatures gave only some people a voice in government. Generally, white men who owned property had the right to vote. However, most women, indentured servants, landless poor, and African Americans could not vote. In spite of these limits, a higher proportion of people was involved in government in the colonies than anywhere in the European world. This strong participation gave Americans training that was valuable when the colonies became independent.